views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy Monday. But I do want to start right off by quoting this. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Rest in peace, Dr. Wayne Dyer. Another one of my favorite quotes is, "Don't die with your music still inside you. Listen to your intuitive inner voice and find what passion stirs your soul." I dedicate this show to the remarkable Dr. Wayne Dyer. May he rest in peace. We could talk about his quotes for the next hour and more. He was just a remarkable man that brought so much into the world, and he will forever be missed. But today, we're going to be talking with Dave Fleck about employee engagement. So did you know that employee engagement really means engagement for success? Business success. And when I Google, because I talk a lot about emotional engagement, and I'll Google engagement, and of course it comes up with, you know, a bride and groom, getting engaged. Of course that's success, especially if she says yes. So we have success there. But I do work with a lot of clients around emotional engagement and driving organizational happiness. Employees are running out the door. I mean, you heard me talk last week on last week's show about millennials, and that when millennials aren't happy, they're looking for their next job. They're job surfing. And that job surfing is costing employers thousands of dollars each time they have to reattract, rehire, retrain, and reengage that high level, high quality talent that they're looking for. So I'm going to ask you this question. What if you engage your people so they're committed to your organizational goals, your values, they're motivated to contribute to the organization's success, and they're able to enhance their own sense of well-being? Well, the person that could really help us answer these questions is today's guest, who is Dave Fleck. And Dave shares my vision in helping organizations engage for success. Organizations find astounding results when they embrace a culture of employee engagement. So, Dave, I want to welcome you to Master's Chambers.
Well, thank you, Connie. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad that you're here with us today, and I know that Dr. Dyer, Wayne Dyer, was really a mentor and somebody that you have followed for many years yourself.
Yes, 25 years. In 1990, I saw a tape. I forget what it was, a bookstore, and I bought it. And it just that one tape had so much influence on me that I bought. I mean, I bought many of his tape packs, and I bought his books over the years. And he has just been a really good mentor. And I've seen him change over the years, you know, from being more where he sort of the Rolling Stones, and then he switched to being, you know, much more spiritual later in life. You know?
Yes, yes.
And then there's one book that he had that it contained a CD that he actually produced. And the CD, it was a DVD rather, that he produced. And it was, I show it to like almost everybody that comes into my house, and you know, we have an evening together. It's like a 45-minute DVD, and it's actually him role playing as he's being interviewed. I don't know if you know that, Connie.
I do.
It's just a great thing. It just, you know, three different scenarios, three different a family and a couple.
Right.
And it just goes through and it's typical things that people do. And then, sort of in a more enlightened way, they come to at the end. And I got chills just saying it.
And at the end, they're all engaging, and they're all reflective, right? Exactly, of everything that he just went through and talked through this. I was actually introduced. I knew of Wayne Dyer for a long time. I love many of his quotes, and I didn't follow him as much until one day a good friend of mine. She was battling cancer. She's still around. And I walked in, and it was not long after she had one of her past procedures. And she said, "I want you to read something." And she pulls this crumpled up piece of paper out of her pants pocket and hands it to me. And it's the quote, "Don't die with your music still inside of you." And I started reading that. It was so powerful. At that moment in time and with her too, and what she was going through. And I just wanted to be there for her. And that quote has just resonated with me every time. And I use that. I refer to that many times when I'm even speaking on stage, because it's just a powerful, powerful quote. It's one of my favorites.
My fiance actually said that today. She's going to the, there's an Orlando event that he was supposed to speak at. I think it's the 18th, 19th, and 20th of September. And she was so sad when she found the news because she wanted to see him so bad. She had never seen him before.
Okay.
She goes, "You know what my favorite quote is?" She just said, "The music still inside you." Yeah.
That is my favorite, one of my favorites. And he had said that to his daughter while she was sitting in the audience. And he reached down and he just came out with that and said, "Don't die with your music. It's still inside of you." And he meant it to be for his daughter. So it was just really, just really beautiful. Yes. Yeah. And powerful. Well, I mean, when I was reading and learning more about you, I mean, you and I are basically in the same field. I mean, I do what I call emotional engagement, your employee engagement. And, but in the end, I mean, we are both working with leaders. We're executive coaches. And, we're both reaching out to a lot of those same people. So what do you find when you're working with executives and you start talking about and having a conversation around employee engagement?
Well, I do a lot of coaching, but I always feel like almost all my coaching is related to organizational initiatives that I'm doing. And they either could be team or organization, but usually it'll have like a division, usually a vice president that contracts with me to try to improve the overall effectiveness of the division that they're supporting. And where I think the real value comes is, it's very easy to talk about this with them, but then I don't think it ever has the impact until they actually, you create a conversation with employees and their upper management for them really to get in touch with what people are feeling, what people are experiencing in their day-to-day jobs and what they're wanting more of, many times what they want more of is things that will really improve the company, but they just don't have a voice. They can't get somebody to really say, "Hey, we need to address this and fix this and actually start an improvement team or do something about it."
Well, I think in past decades, the thought of coming in and talking about how does an employee feel, that more like that touchy feely stuff, just wasn't heard of. But, we both know, and I think we can both agree that today's employees, like you said, especially millennials, they're running out the door. They want to make sure that they're being served, they're being heard in an organization, they're able to give back, provide some input, and they want to feel part of the organization and feel that they're special, or otherwise they're out the door.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think that management many times doesn't understand how much employees want to be engaged and want to be involved and want to see things get better and get frustrated with barriers that face them. And the more that upper management can get get in touch with how people are feeling and what they're thinking and their ideas, recommendations. First of all, it makes the employees feel better. But then they start realizing there's a lot of things that we could do to improve this organization. And if we just heard those people that do the work day to day and really put their, what they're saying seriously and actually address them, that, you know, two things, we'll get more engaged workforce, but then also we'll improve the business, which relates to overall business results.
Right, exactly. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask your employees for their feedback. I did some research and some statistics. I'm going to share that a little bit later in the show. But right now, we're going to head off to a break. And when we come back, Dave, we're going to talk a little bit more about you. Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Welcome back, and joining me today is Dave Fleck. Dave is a CEO. I want to tell you a little bit more about Dave. He's a CEO. He is a private pilot, so if you need an airlift somewhere, call Dave. He's a father of four. He has rescue dogs. He's into politics, healthy lifestyle, gardening, photography. Dave, where do you find the time to do all of this?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm always feeling a little bit stressed between things. But you do your best, right?
Right, right. Well, that's what I didn't want to hear next. I was going to ask you, what is your advice for our listeners to find some of that life balance between work, family, and play? I mean, how do you find that balance?
I think it's prioritizing, prioritizing and focusing on what you like doing best. I watch very little TV. I could see if I want to watch a program, I'll find a program that I want to watch, a news program, a documentary, something like that, and I'll watch it. But I don't just sit and, just watch the next show after the next show.
It's interesting that you say that because... So I don't watch TV. I have a TV. I dust it more than I turn it on. But all professional people I know, all successful people that I know, aren't sitting in front of the television.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you prioritize and you find the time to do the things that you want to do. And it's really interesting. Like, my kids are even older now, and one's still in Pennsylvania, one's in, where is she? She's in Fayetteville, North Carolina, I don't think. And then I have 3 stepkids all over the world. So we find that balance, and life has changed because of that. But it's changed in a positive way. I have a stepson in Germany. We Skype with them every week. And so, when we're scheduling vacations, our vacations are generally around where our kids are living. So,
good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah. You do both, right? To see kids and do things in that area.
Right, right.
So one of the ways I do that, I guess, is because I actually live in South Carolina.
Okay.
So the Myrtle Beach area, and then my business is actually based in Delaware, just because it's hard. I just think it's better when most of my clients are in the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania area.
Okay.
So it just makes it seem like I'm up there, and it is true. I mean, I'm up there, and I'm up usually once or twice a month for a week at a time.
Right, right.
And, but I love living here, and that's where I'm actually taking this call from. But my kids are like, my kids live, one lives with me. She goes to Coastal Carolina University, and then I have one still in high school in the local area. One that just graduated at College of Charleston, and he's now a teacher in his old high school here in Horry County,
nice.
South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really happy with that. And my oldest is she has a PhD in industrial and organizational psychology, so She followed a little bit in her mother's footsteps, who's a school psychologist, and a little bit in my footsteps as a organizational development consultant.
Right.
So she really loves what she does.
Nice, nice. They're all smarty pants. I mean, even my kids, I always tell them that you're all these smarty pants. Like everybody, they have their master's. One, he's working on his PhD. And it's like, gosh, like I do. I call them for questions, especially technology questions. I don't tell them I'm quizzing them or I'm surveying them when they call. But I'll say, Stephanie, I have a question. And she's like, yeah, mine, and she'll tell me, and then she'll say, was that a survey question again? I'm like, yep, okay, thanks. It's for my next book.
That's funny.
So it's good.
I enjoy doing that. Make them feel special like you're a standard for.
Oh, yes. You're relying on them. And then the other one, she's a writer herself and an author, and she's the one that proves all my material.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah. Like I said,
keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family, yeah. And that's what she's, she's doing. She's a professional editor, copywriter. So I was like, here you go. I'll give you some more work. So, yeah, keep it in the family. And that's all apart, like you said, doing it differently, finding that life balance.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What took you?
I mean, and that's one of the things I always wish I spent more time with my kids. But then, the kids today, too, don't sit around and wait so much for dad to be around, too. They have such full lives. I know my daughter's in college, is in sorority, and she, she gets good grades in school, so she works a lot, and then she has a job in the IT department, so it's like a school, so she's busy, so,
right.
We do our best trying to see each other, And then my high school son just stopped by to talk to me for a bit and see my two dogs. And he looked close to the dogs now. So that was fun, being able to see him. But so, yeah. And it's nice that they're closer together. And then when I go up north, I'm able to see my oldest daughter because she lives right near Ferrytown, New York. So it's not too far from where I am. You know.
Oh, okay. My old stomping grounds, because I moved to L.A. from Pennsylvania about 2 years ago. And initially I was like, oh, I don't want to be that far from my kids. And there is only one left in that area. And again, he's busy doing his thing. And even when I go home, and he's a marathon runner. And when I do go back to PA, because I like to keep an office and I have a lot of clients there, he's always busy training. I'll see him for an hour and his girlfriend. And that's what keeps them together, because they have that same common interest. And they're professional marathon runners. They run all over. Plus their full-time job. She's a child psychologist. And my son is a mechanical engineer. He's got an excellent job. And then their spare time, they're training for marathons. So it's like, Mom, I'm so glad you're home. I'll see you later.
That's like a full-time job, right? If you're doing marathons, you got to really stay in shape. Right?
Yeah. That's unfortunate for him. His boss, he met through running, because his boss, he was actually training on the running team, and that's how he got hired. So his boss understands the schedule. So he has some bit of flexibility there. So that's a good thing. Good thing for him.
Yeah.
But yeah. So then when I go home, because I was just there recently, and I've seen him in all of, I think, 2 hours in a week, and I'm like, okay, I guess I could go back to California now. I made my stop. Okay, I'm good.
And you got to connect for a while, and that's what's important.
That's right. That was important. And I found it even funnier when we went out to dinner, and he and his girlfriend, and they insisted on paying for my meal, my husband's meal. They're like, nope. We're paying for it. We don't want you to spend anything. And I was like, wow, okay. Not going to argue with
that's
you.
That's great. You know you've done things well when they're doing that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's providing for themselves.
And then when I go to my daughter, she's like, here's a bill, Mom. Yeah.
most of my kids, it's the other way around.
Right.
Because they're still in school, or they're just getting started, or, you know, my daughter in Westchester County, New York, it's expensive to live up there. And she has a PhD, and a lot of it, she has student loans that she's paying off, and so that she watches what she spends. She does stuff, but she watches what she spends. So,
So they're all good. It just says that we did something right with them, to make them. That's why I always said I did it too right, because I made them all too independent.
But then, sometimes it surprised me, because then you thought, I'm using the ENFJ and NF on the Myers-Briggs, right? I'm usually feeling a little bit guilty about things. I didn't spend enough time.
And
so then, even my son, when he graduated from college, this is in May, he graduated magna cum laude, and I knew he was doing well. I knew he had good grades, but I didn't know how well. And when I heard them announce that, it's just like, I can't believe, it's just, so how do they do so well? I don't think I'm next graded, role model. I'm proud of it.
And then, of course, you said, that's my child. That's my son. It's definitely a good feeling when that happens. But you spent a lot of years in corporations, working in corporate America. Why did you decide to transition from working for corporate America to training in corporations?
Well, I actually, when I worked about half the time I worked in corporations, I worked as a manager. I was in defense contracting at a time with AT&T, and was very fortunate that we had my management at the time actually hired a consultant from the school, the Leadership Institute of Seattle. It's now part of Stabler University in San Francisco. And they hired consultants to actually come and work with us to improve how we work together and our teaming and collaboration. And we had probably in that part of AT&T Bell Laboratories, and there was about 5,000 people in administrative systems. And I think they sent like 800 managers through this through a two-week course called group leadership training.
Okay.
And being a sociology major and undergraduate, and
right.
I was in defense contract at the time. And I knew it well because at one time I was in the government, and I knew that aspect well, and I left the government to go to AT&T. But then I just went one.
David, I don't want to cut you off. I want to hear more about your story, but we do have to go to a break. But I want our listeners to know how they could reach out to you to get more information. And that's www.c4os.com. We're heading into break. We'll be right back.
All right.
And right now, let's go to Chris DiPaolo standing by at your number one buying destination, CentralAutoGroupCT.com in Plainfield, Connecticut. Captain, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I am, my friend Brian. Thank you very much. And not only am I here, I am enjoying myself so much, and you will too. It is so much fun here on the last day of the month here at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, where buying a car is just such an enjoyable experience because it's all about you. And not only is it all about you, it's all about you saving the most money with the monthly payments lower than they've ever been in history today and today only. But it's all going to end tonight here at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and pre-owned, the best staff around. They're going to make it so easy to get into a brand new vehicle. Listen to these monthly payments that you're making on this final day of the month of August. And after today and tonight, it is all over. So your next stop better be here. How about a brand new Ford F-150? When I say brand new, I mean a new 2015 Ford F-150 pickup truck. And I'm looking at one right now in the showroom for a low $249 a month. That's right. Jason, the general manager, has dropped the prices even lower. How about next door in the Hyundai showroom? We're looking at a brand new 2015 Hyundai Sonata. That's right, a Sonata for $149 per month. $149 per month. Or how about a Central Volkswagen Jetta? That's right, Central, your official home for Volkswagen, the complete line, and a Volkswagen Jetta right now starting at $99 a month today and today only. So get up here to CentralAutoGroupCT.com. I only have a few t-shirts left, and then I'm going to be all out of t-shirts. So come on up, get your station prizes, and get the best absolute deal today and today only at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, your number one buying destination. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. This is Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
It's huge savings for the month of August only at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Drive away a new Ford F-150 starting at only $196 a month. That's $196 a month. A new Hyundai Sonata, just $156 a month. That's $156 a month. Or a Volkswagen Jetta for $116 a month. That's the lowest price anywhere. $116 a month. At CentralAutoGroupCT.com, we have a huge selection of new Mazdas ready for delivery. We have hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, too. Open 7 days a week. 5 reasons, one destination. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. CentralAutoGroupCT.com is number one for customer satisfaction and service with free multi-point inspections and extended hours. Drive a little and save a lot. CentralAutoGroupCT.com, exit 87. An I-395 Plainfield.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Must have qualified credit. See dealer for details.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. you'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
That song. Thanks, Brian, for playing that.
Oh, thank you, Connie.
Before we went on to break, Dave Fleck was telling us about his business and how he did that transformation. But before we go back there, I want to let you know that Dave has a giveaway for you today. The Center for Organizational Success, that's Dave's business, his company, he is offering you his My Honored Listeners, a complimentary organizational self-diagnostic and a free telephone consultation. And all he wants to do is help you begin to understand and create how you can create a high-performance culture in your organization. Start dialing right now, 800-930-2819, for a complimentary organizational self-diagnostic and a consultation session, all free, right now from Dave Fleck. Start dialing. So, more about Dave Fleck. So, he is the CEO and principal advisor and coach for the Center for Organizational Happiness, or COS, located in Newark, Delaware. And also, as we heard before we went to the break, he's also in South Carolina. He was a former director of organizational effectiveness with Johnson & Johnson and also a team leader in organizational development with AT&T Consumer Communications. Dave, it sounds like you've been around the block a few times.
Oh, my gosh. you know, I think what I pride myself when I was a manager, you know, I've actually experienced being a manager. I was a director in an organization. And so when I actually do coaching with people and worked with them in organizational change initiatives. I've been there, you know. I know what it's like to have a job and doing things and trying to improve the organization at the same time.
And corporations like that. Transferability. They like to know. I mean, there's. I'm always looking at the numbers. You know, what are corporations looking for? You know, of course, leadership, team building, engagement. But I'm always surprised when I see on there other success stories, transferable success stories. So they want to know that. They want to hear that. Then it's always good when you're able to share those stories with them. Like, I was CEO of Girl Scouts in United Way, director at the U.S. Chamber, and I can talk to them about what it took to lead such national organizations, but also how did you engage people to work together? And, you know, and that's always, you know, always something at the top of their mind. The one thing I did doing some research for today, I was looking at some of my clients that I've had previously. And I always do a survey before and after. So pre and post survey, asking them basically, first I ask them, what is their definition of engagement? And, you know, it's my best one was somebody answered and said, when my employees are smiling.
That's sort of my tagline. You know, if I go into a place and I see and I ask them, so when you think about going to work in the morning, does it make you happy? Or you say, oh, my gosh, I got to go another day. And if they're feeling happy and they're getting into work and they're feeling good about things, then I know there's things that are going right with that company. The vast majority are not that way. You know, the vast majority, many people are not happy, and that's what you were talking about before, Connie, with the disengagement scores, or, you know, or the different surveys are really pretty low. You know,
they are, because that's what I'm looking at, those engagement scores. So that's why I do the pre and post. So then, you know, working through some of the teams, you know, I do, again, ask them the board questions just to get a measurement of where they're at or where they want to go. And basically the number one thing that I hear from employees, what's going to make them happy and feel more engaged, is that they want to learn more from the company. They want to learn more about the company, and they want to contribute to the success of the team. And that's even before where they were scoring about them wanting to learn and grow as individuals. And so that was higher than that. But the third one, which I thought was really interesting, and of course, this really, I mean, resonated with me coming back from my days of the organizations that I was with, is that they want to be philanthropic and they want to give back to the community. They want to be part of the community. Wow. And they want that support to come from the company. Mm-hmm. You know, that you could do this. And that's something that connected with me very quickly, because that's what I promoted, especially when I was working at the Chamber. And then I took that same philosophy working at the Girl Scouts and also working at the United Way. You need to allow your people to become engaged and help them get their feedback, ask them questions, because this was number 10, but they want to be able to speak without the fear of retaliation.
Yeah, let's say a trust in the workplace is so important.
Right. They want to have that trust, you know, and the trust going up and down and laterally across the organization as well. So, are you finding things like that too? I mean, like I said, this was my top 10 list, and I really just pulled it together this week so you and I could talk about it. But what else are you hearing from the employees on what they're looking for in terms of engagement?
Well, usually what I find is that employees many times, and I mentioned this before, there's barriers that get in their way from being as effective on the job as they could be. And there's no real way to surface these many times, because everybody's working so hard. People are working more hours today. They have more on their plate today. And stepping back and looking at how we do things is not always done, because there's so much task to do. I always look at it as a task versus a how. The task, if you have this model, it's called the waterline model. And you look on the top, and it's like an iceberg, right, where you have top is the tasks that need to be done. But
right.
It's dependent on how things can get done. And if you're experiencing barriers and you're frustrated with your job and there's not the avenues to be able to talk to your boss about, you know, what's going on, then what happens is it really impacts the effectiveness of you being able to do the task and get it done in an efficient time. And it's just amazing. So, and this goes to what you were saying before, when managers actually ask employees, and especially when you have like upper management visit and they ask employees, so what's going on? They're really keenly interested in what people are thinking and listening to them and not being judging and you know, building trust by listening and accepting what they're saying and validating what they're saying. It just is amazing that how employees, like, you know, will just, you can see it on their face. They're so like more involved and they're more excited about their job. They can't, you know, they're very happy that this person is interested in that. And if it actually goes the next step, that's actually some of the things that they've been getting in their way.
We're going to hold that. We're going to hold that thought because we do have to go to break, Dave. But I want everyone to start calling in 800-930-2819 and ask Dave those questions on how you can start engaging your employees. Stay tuned because we'll be right back with the lightning round.
Town had a good-looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Well, hi there. You're listening to Master's Chambers, and I'm your host, Connie Fifen. Joining me today is the wonderful Dave Fleck. We're having such a wonderful time, Dave, but it is time to rock because this part is all about you. It's our lightning round where we ask you 10 questions, and you may answer or pass. So are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All righty, let's go. So what is your favorite TV show?
The one show I do watch is the reruns of The Big Bang Theory. I can't help it.
Oh, okay.
I just think it's such a funny show.
Who is your first celebrity crush?
Oh, my gosh. I'm forgetting the name of the movie. The one with John Travolta.
Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
your hidden talents, or maybe a hobby that you might have.
Well, I'm a private pilot, which I like doing.
Yes.
One of them. I love nature, and I love going for walks to the beach, and I love seabirds, and I actually live in a man-made lake, and I just love seeing the herons walking around, and you know.
I'm hearing an ad for a singles dating site. I like the walk on the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's your most influential person?
I think my mentor, the guy that actually started my graduate school, his name's Robert P. Crosby. And it's actually my book, too. It's my favorite business book because it's all about engagement. It's called Walking the Empowerment Tightrope, Balancing Management Authority with Employee Influence.
Managing authority. Right. Okay.
It's all about balance. It's all about balance of management authority and having employees influence the business, because otherwise they're going to become disengaged. And you're going to hurt your business. That's what I don't think. Business people, this isn't all just touchy-feely. If you really engage employees, what happens is your business will do better.
Exactly. And you can't be afraid to be open to those comments, suggestions, feedback from your employees, because it's only going to make the workplace better and more productivity and more money in the bank, revenue. So what is your worst habit?
Oh my gosh. Probably get distracted, probably get involved in things, because I'm interested in so many things that I'll be on one subject and then I'll see something that interests me and I'll start really getting into it, and where I can, you know, where I really need to focus. That's what I was trying to do to begin with. So that's probably what it is. I find many things exciting.
Well, I was going to say that's not always the worst habit, though, either. But as long as you know how to control it, and well, I'm going back to finding that balance of what am I going to do here, and what can I hold off and do next week. So it's not always the worst habit, as long as you know how to manage it. What about your favorite success quote?
I might even choose the one that we just talked about before. Don't die with the music still inside you. You know,
okay.
Because that's all about success, is don't keep them going, you know, because I just, I truly believe that, you know, I don't have any plans to retire. I just love what I'm doing. And, you know, as long as there's balance in my life and my family and there's, you know, other relaxing pursuits, I just really enjoy what I do. So
nice.
I'm gonna say that one. you brought President Lyons to me.
Okay. And who is your cheerleader, the person that really keeps you going?
It would be my fiance, who I met about 5 months ago, and we now are just engaged. And if she just, we're very similar. I mean, the fact that she's going to see this seminar that's all about Wayne Dyer, you know, Wayne Dyer was one of the lead speakers of it, but going to the session with a bunch of workshops, I've never had someone in my life that was so into some of the same things that I'm into, and, you know, and beyond sort of enlightenment thinking, if you will. It just, you know, it just makes us a world of difference. And she sends me quotes all the time, by the way, during the day, which keeps me going.
Well, nice. Nice. Yeah. And congratulations, too. Congratulations on the engagement.
Oh, thank you.
Well, so could you imagine living your life any other way?
I know. When I do something different, I think what we're talking about before, focusing on priorities and really understanding what's important in life. I think the older I get, the more I realize what's important in life, and that's where I'm going to spend my time, where I might waste it more. Even if I'm getting distracted and doing something that maybe wasn't on the agenda, it's still something that's interesting and relevant to my life. It's not just wasting time. I think that's the
point. Okay. Okay, good, good. And what advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, my gosh. Probably to move on faster, because I had positions that I think I stayed in more than I could. You know, I could have stayed a couple of years instead of staying 5 years, maybe staying a couple of years and looking for other things that I could have moved on to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be it. I mean, I'm happy with my career, but I think I could have, you know, moved it along quicker at certain periods of life. I also think engaging more with colleagues too. I have a lot of relationships with different colleagues, but happens when you're in business is you focus on your clients, you're very busy and you have all the other things going on in your life. But there's a lot of people out there that can really, you know, they have great ideas, and partnering with people that are similar attributes that you have just is
right.
So rewarding. I just enjoy doing that too.
Well, Dave, you've been a beautiful guest. And for everyone listening, I want to thank you for hanging with us. And again, you could reach Dave at www.c4os.com. Next Monday's a holiday, so we're taking the day off, but we will return on Monday, September 14th, just in time to bring in the autumn season. We have some outstanding guests scheduled for the upcoming months. We have Jeff Beal, Barry Lobb, Noah St. John, Keith Abraham, and of course, the incomparable Jeffrey Hazlett, the C-suite, getting the executive's perspective as well. So thank you for joining in. And I want to end with a quote from Wayne Dyer. It seems to be one of the favorite ones today. So, and again, the quote is, "Don't die with your music still inside of you. Listen to your intuitive inner voice and find what passion stirs your soul." This is Connie Fife, and thank you for hanging with us today. And we'll see you back in a few weeks. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement. Getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.